Today is not only May 5th, it is also the Mexican holiday Cinco de Mayo. You've probably seen a lot of ads for Cinco de Mayo, especially commercials for beer.
We here at Corona Beer would like to wish everyone a happy and festive Cinco de Mayo. We'd also like to help you avoid making any unfortunate party-throwing mistakes, like hanging a piñata in a crowded room.
No, Jerry, go the other way.
Some Latinos say beer companies have hijacked Cinco de Mayo, turning the holiday into a big drinking party. There are groups pushing to make Cinco de Mayo a date that instead honors Mexican culture. But commentator Gustavo Arellano says to put all those plans on hold.
Celebrating Cinco de Mayo is ridiculous. For those of you not familiar with this Mexican holiday, it commemorates a victory by Mexican general Ignacio Zaragoza over an invading French army. The skirmish happened in the city of Puebla on May 5, 1862. But that victory ultimately meant nada. A year after Zaragoza's victory, the French came back and whipped the Mexicans good. France then turned my parents' country into its Latin American playground for the next 4 years. Zaragoza deserves praise for defeating what was then one of the world's best militaries. And Mexico did eventually drive out the French. But Cinco de Mayo is a little like Tennyson's poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade. You know, that nice ode to British soldiers that marched bravely into the Crimean battlefield only to be slaughtered at the end? Sure, we beat the French that glorious 5th of May, but elements of their cultural invasion remain. You know a girl's quinceañera, when Mexican families celebrate their daughter's 15th birthday with a ceremony? What do the teens practice incessantly beforehand? A waltz, courtesy of the Habsburg court installed by the French to rule Mexico. And what type of music makes the dads go, ah-ha-ha-hi? Mariachi, where pizzicato violins and mournful trumpets sometimes sound like a Hispanic Debussy. We can look to Nobel laureate Octavio Paz for a theory about why Mexicans celebrate Cinco de Mayo. They like to party, but that love covers up our deep cultural insecurities. Paz wrote, quote, "Something impedes us from being, and since we cannot or dare not confront our own selves, we resort to the fiesta." There's something there. We as Mexicans seem to enjoy wallowing in our historical defeats. It's as if we can't escape the past. The Spanish conquest 500 years ago, the 1848 Mexican-American War, our perpetually underachieving national soccer squad. According to Paz, the only way to cope with such a bitter legacy of loss is to party. And Cinco de Mayo would be Paz's ultimate example of celebrating to forget, even if it promotes a lie. Mexicanos al grito de guerra. Let's confront our historical self-pity and stop the Cinco de Mayo sham. We celebrate this memory every May 5th by claiming it as proof of Mexico's resolve in the face of foreign aggression. ¿Por qué?
Gustavo Arellano is a staff writer with OC Weekly based in Orange County, California.